Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a park in Dublin's northeast inner city could be one of the city's most vibrant and well-utilised. That's according to a body of research by a group called A Playful City. Dublin's Sheriff Street Park has been traditionally underfunded, but new plans are being welcomed with open arms by locals. Director of A Playful City, Nasa Nivreen, is with us to talk us through those plans. Good morning, Nasa. And now, first of all, what is A Playful City?
Yes, so A Playful City is a not-for-profit organisation. We were set up in 2016. And our focus is to work with communities to create more healthy, playful and inclusive public spaces. So it's really ground-up urban design. So from the usual kind of traditional consultation models will happen in a library at 6 o'clock on a Thursday. So our work seeks to bring in all members of the community in a kind of engaging, creative way, and particularly to focus on marginalised people and communities too that are often not reached.
I mean, it's a great name, but it suggests kind of that Dublin's great crack. You know, no matter who you are, you come to Dublin and it's a playful city.
Yeah, well, I think the name is a vision for what we would like. So our vision is that public spaces should be fair and fun for everyone. And Dublin, there has been great improvements in Dublin City, I think, in the last number of years, but there certainly is, there's plenty of work still to be done, not just in Dublin, but in fact across the country.
Sure. Now, now this ground up idea, obviously you've got to find a space if you want to create a playful space. There is a space that we're going to talk about now, the Sheriff Street Park.
Yes.
You might explain to people, I looked at it on Google Maps, so I know precisely where it is, but maybe you'll explain where people can find it.
Yeah, so Sheriff Street Park is a strip of green. It's about 3,200 metres squared. And the easiest way to describe where it is it's opposite the Luke Kelly kind of statue on Spencer Dock.
Now, this tells us something about the social atmosphere, because that statue has been vandalised on a number of occasions. So you know that there is social misbehaviour endemic in the area.
Well, I mean, I think there was, ongoing at the time that was happening to the Luke Kelly statue. I suppose people were wondering who might have done that. But as I understand it, in the end, I think it was one person acting alone. So sometimes what can happen is that the bad news story gets out and everyone gets painted with it.
Yeah, because people were wondering, what did Luke Kelly ever do to anybody to deserve having his statue mutilated time and again?
Yeah, and thankfully, I think it's been left untouched now for some time.
OK, now, so that's where you find it. What is there at the moment?
So at the moment, specifically the space we're talking about, there is a brown space that's completely fenced off.
Who owns that?
Dublin City Council owns the entire space that we're talking about. So there's an area of grass at the front, which the locals call Rainbow Park. If you were to look it up on Google Maps, you'd call it Sheriff Street Park.
Yeah, which I did.
Yes. And then behind that, there's a brown space that's completely fenced off. There was actually a playground there, I'm told anecdotally, years ago. Then there were prefabs there for the school, but that's been, despite promises, I understand it, that's all been taken out now. It's completely fenced off. And then the space at the front is used twice a year by the community for events like the Big Scream. And then just last weekend, the North Wall Community Festival, organised locally by a committee.
Now, when you go on Google Maps, it tells you there's a playground there.
That's right. So at the very, the space I'm talking about, which is, there's an open space, which is generally locked. Then behind that is completely fenced off.
Yeah.
Then behind that again, there's an AstroTurf pitch, which is managed by Dublin City Council.
And used frequently?
Used. It's open to, as I understand, it's open to the schools for free in the mornings. And then after that, it's paid. You have to pay to use it.
Okay.
And then after that again, so it's quite a long strip of land right in the inner city. So a valuable piece of land. There is, you're right, a playground. But in fact, on visiting it, you'll see that there's shards of broken glass everywhere. There's drug paraphernalia and there's just open drug dealing happening. And we know from speaking with the local schools and the local creche in the area that if they want to bring children into that space, they have to do a risk assessment.
And have to do a cleanup before they can bring kids there.
Exactly. So oftentimes it's just not feasible for them to use the space. And the nearest park then is about a 25-minute walk on Gardiner Street. So it's just not really realistic for younger children. So it's a real shame, you know.
Okay, so what's the vision then? What do you want to do with it? Because the people who are using drug paraphernalia and selling drugs, they're not going to go away. So the suspicion is that no matter what you put there, the ne'er-do-wells will destroy it. You know, there is that instinct in some people, no matter, you put a park bench somewhere and suddenly it's set on fire or mutilated or daubed with whatever.
And that's, you know, I suppose that's a concern that people often have, and that can lead objections. I think what our work does is that we, and what's so valuable about the work we do, and just to say that we ordinarily do work with county councils to work on projects like this, but this time and for the last number of years we have been funded by HubSpot for the last 6 years, and through that funding we have forged relationships with an awful lot of the stakeholders down in this area. So it's from talking with them over the last number of years that we know they're crying out for space down there. And we know from them that they want to see this space opened up. So absolutely, there's huge challenges in this area. It's a deprived area, but it's also an area that has a very cohesive and close community. So we don't start with a vision. We start with asking the community what it is they would like. And that's how we started. So our projects are always very much phased. One phase builds upon the next.
Okay, so now you have a vision for this park.
Yes.
What is the vision?
So, well, I mean, we have an interim vision, if you like. The final vision will be sent by way of final report to Dublin City Council in September. But our interim vision shows that what the recommendations that are coming from the community are that they would love to see the park opened, step one.
And what would be contained in the park?
So they're saying that they want to see it as a community hub. There are numerous organisations in the area, as I say. The local school would love to be able to use it like a community garden. It's a 1 minute walk from the school. They have no space to use. And we have seen in the past Dublin City Council partner with local schools to allow them access.
And where do they put the students at the moment used to be in the prefabs?
So
now that the prefabs are gone.
Yeah, so that they were in the prefabs while there was development being done to their school, St Lawrence O'Toole's.
And is that complete?
That's complete. It's a beautiful school, but they don't have enough outdoor space. It's quite a small, you know, tarmac space, very small tarmac space that they have outside. So that they could have access to this space. Equally, there's a creche and an after schools. I mean, literally like a 30 to 45 second walk away from this green space. And they have nowhere to go with the young people. So it's about letting people into the space and letting them use it, you know, getting close
and
to
it would have to be groomed, one presumes, with all those park benches I was talking about and nice planting and so on.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I think, you know, oftentimes what happens is that, you know, the community might look to the council and say, this is your problem. And the council might look to the community and say, well, you know, you might be part of the problem too. So really what Playful City tries to do is shift that paradigm, put the council and the community on the same side to look at this space together. And that's what we're saying, is that this can be a wonderful partnership. This is a community that really wants to see this space used in a positive way. We know there are approximately 35 men in the area that really would like a space for a men's shed. So they're saying, if you give us a space, a prefab in there, something that we can start with, we can be the eyes and ears, and they can be making the they
because
they can
what,
make the
what
benches.
Makes spaces safe is the presence of ODP, ordinary decent people.
That's it, passive surveillance. And the other thing is that our work, because it's co-designed, the community are a part of the co-design of the space, so they really feel and they should feel that it's their space, and then they look after it. You know, a number of years ago, we during COVID, actually, we ran a project with local inner city young people with Swan Youth Service, by the way, which are also right beside the park there and would love to have access to the park, to talk about how they felt during COVID. And that was displayed through a very large mural in the inner city. And the young people worked on that, but they also went door to door in the flats in the area to ask the people in those flats, how do they feel about the mural? That mural has been there now for 4 years and there's not one tag on it, because people know that that's part of their community, and that's the difference.
So there's got to be buy-in from the community. And you know the way in towns all over the country you have tidy towns committees who keep their particular space on this island neat and tidy?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously something like that would work very well, where you get local people who command respect even from some of the yobs that might be living in the community, and they take ownership, if you like, of it.
That's exactly it, you know. And there's, I mean, there are, and that's the thing, it's not just, it is certainly about young people and children, but it is very much about having an intergenerational space. There's a senior gardening group who would love to have access to the space as well. So really what we're seeing oftentimes, and there's a women's running club, there's 150 women in Sher Street. They all wear dazzling pink and they go out running, but they have nowhere. They would do anything to have a track around this space that they could train in.
And again, but, makes it more safe,
yeah.
Because their visibility keeps other ne'er-do-wells away.
That's it. It just changes the atmosphere of the space.
So this plan sounds quite exciting. Loads of groups who want to use the space if it is made available and amenable to them. So what's next?
Well, what's next is we have last Sunday, we were a small part of a community event down in Sheriff Street. And that event was hosted by the North Wall Committee, Festival Committee. And during that, what we did, our project involves workshops and surveys and conversations and forging partnerships. And then based on the feedback that we hear back from people, we put out prototypes, basically just to make sure, is this what you mean? So that's what we did last Sunday. And also we often piggyback on bigger community events to make sure that we get to talk to more people. So there's plenty more feedback for us to collate. Then, because this process has been collaborative the whole way along, we'll write the report, but all of these various stakeholders will have sight of that and they will be able
and
to...
And hopefully it'll happen.
Yes, and then it'll be presented formally to Dublin City Council. And just to say to you as well, this space has been ring-fenced as part of the North East Inner City Greening Strategy for development between 2023 and 2026.
So it won't be built upon for housing, even though there's a desperate need for housing. That's probably good news for the people who are already there. Nathan Ibrahim, Director of A Playful City, thank you very much for joining.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's most experienced active investment managers. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.